Just receive this morning. Receive this morning. We receive right now. Receive peace. Receive rest. Receive joy. Receive strength. Receive courage. Receive faith. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that this morning, I sense in my heart that the Lord is just teaching us this morning to receive from Him, to receive, to learn to receive. Together as a church, together as saints of the Almighty God, this morning here, receive, receive. The scripture in the gospel where Peter or Simon at the time, he was fishing all night, and he's been fishing all night, and he's been toiling all night, and he caught no fish at all. He caught zero fishes, nothing at all. After a hard and long night of working and still nothing. And Jesus was in the boat and he said, "Let down your net." And he said, "Master, we have been toiling all night, but nevertheless, at your word." And so he cast out the net. He went down for a launch, and the net was full. Until the net was breaking. And some that were working with him, others begin to help and come and help him. I sense in my heart this morning that there are some of us, whatever you're going through right now, but you've been going through a period of working, of trying, of striving, of contention, and you've been working hard to trying to achieve or trying to attain something, just like Peter Simon was working. But I believe that this morning God is releasing a grace. Together we can receive this morning and learn together. God is releasing a grace right now to be still in His presence and to receive from Him. And so that no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in the inside of me. So that no longer it is not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. And I'm declaring this morning for me and for all of us that they are not just going to be words that we learn to declare by saying not by might nor by power, but by truly right now. There's a release and impartation to be still, to look up to heaven right now and to receive that word. And when you receive that word, you're going to be like Simon, you're going to be like Peter, and throw the net according to the word that is given. And in the name of Jesus, you shall see the increase, you shall see the results, you shall see the grace of God appear, you shall see the grace of God work mightily in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I also feel that this morning is also a time of preparation. It's a time to learn to trust and receive more and more and more of God in the name of Jesus. It's a time right now that God is going to refire us completely in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cancel right now the spirit of retirement in Jesus' name. We cast it out right now. We command your power right now to leave this place. And all kinds of mindsets that slows down and says, "I'm not able, I'm getting too old, or I'm not capable enough." But today the Holy Spirit is refiring us in the name of Jesus. Suddenly Peter received that revelation. Oh, I'm a sinner. depart from me. And something begin to stir in his heart. Something is going to stir. Something is stirring in all of our hearts this morning. You sense it. You feel it. I feel it. The Holy Spirit is working. The mighty fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, the baptizer of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's a time for us this morning to enter into the rest of God. Enter into the rest of God. Enter into the salvation of God. Hallelujah. I declare that where there is no peace, there is peace. Where there is no light, there is light. Where there is sickness and disease, there is healing. Where there is no answer, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cease from our own works. We cease from our own works this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive. Hallelujah. Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a message of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ that if you have come to a place of an end where you have no answer, where you have been striving and struggling with certain things, but in the name of Jesus, Jesus is our rest. Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, came down on earth as our Emmanuel to dwell with us, to live among us, to reconcile us back to God so that we will be one with Him, so that we will be at peace with Him, so that we will be reconciled back to Him. Hallelujah. So that we could be His children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so He sent His only, the Word became flesh, died on the cross, was crucified, buried, descended into hell. But on the third day, He rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. He took the keys and death and Hades, and He overcame death, broke the power of hell and of death. In the name of Jesus, He rose on high, ascended into heaven, released the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit. The church of the living God was birthed. Hallelujah. And He's seated at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. He is our great high priest. He is interceding for us. He is praying for us. Hallelujah. He's sovereign. Hallelujah. And He is coming back for us again. Jesus is coming back for us again. He is coming back for His church. He is coming back for you and for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we come this morning into a place of rest. A place of rest. A place of salvation. Jesus is our salvation. Jesus is our rest. Jesus is our refuge. Jesus is our shelter. Jesus is our provider. Jesus is our shepherd. He cares for us. He loves you. He loves me. He cares for you and for me. Hallelujah. And so let's come into a place this morning of receiving that. For anything in our lives this morning, just receive it. We became born again by receiving by faith. All that Jesus did. We were baptized by the Holy Spirit because we believed and we have faith that we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and we speak as the Spirit gives us utterance. And so I declare this morning that the Holy Spirit is teaching us to receive all things so that we can do all things. We can receive all things so that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
24/7. It's not only in church service. When you go back, every day God is moving. We are in a new season. Say with me, new season. Can you put up the... Say era. A new season. It's more than a season. It's a new era. Age. And I'm just declaring, okay? Put the other one. The other one. Okay. Our theme as we move in will be living under an open heaven with spirit without measure. God has opened the heavens, and because of Jesus, and we have to live under the open heaven. Doors have been opened. But if your life it's not right before God that that thing shuts down. So the ball is at your feet. The ball is at your feet. You open heaven and you live under the open heaven 24/7. Say with me, living under open heaven 24/7. That means it's a different realm. It's a new age. What is an era? So can you verbalize? No need to just read. Verbalize with me. The spirit live. Hang on. Okay, go with me. Living under an open heaven. Spirit without measure. We have entered into a new era in the kingdom. Something has happened in the body of Christ. In the kingdom of God, we have shifted. If you're feeling frustrated and everything, you are in a new job. You're in a new country. Everything is different. And you've got to rely on the Holy Spirit. A definition of an era. Can you verbalize number one? Say with me, definition of an era. A period of time marked by distinctive character and event. A point of time. Your life will never be the same.
Amen.
Everything have to change. Things that you've been doing have to change if you want to have this. Another one is a parable of the seed. Say with me, a parable of the seed. When God made the heavens and the earth, and then he told the earth, let there be vegetation. Let each tree bring forth a vegetation, give seeds, and the seeds will now grow into the ground, grow up, and it grows up, and then it finishes its destiny. Then the seeds will continue on. Say with me, the seeds will continue on. There are seeds that God has deposited into your life by destiny, by prophetic word, many things that God has spoken. These are seeds in your life. I want to say, say with me, there are seeds in my life spoken to me, divine seed in my spirit. And I activate that seeds right now because seeds have to grow. In other words, the seeds will give pregnancy. And you are pregnant and you continue to on until you give birth. We are in that season. Okay, there is one of the prophetic words that God gave to us. In fact, the vision, the Antioch vision, which you all should know. But one of the recent prophetic word, put it to number one again, the first one. One of the things is, I've an open door that no man can shut. That is one prophetic word. But he says, he gave us, when we took Byford, Darling Down and Byford, and can you read with me? And I answered, this is Nehemiah 2:20. And I answered them and said, these are the critics that came up. And he said, God of heaven himself will prosper us. And we... Okay, you stop there. The rest is to the critics. Okay, God of heaven himself will prosper us. Not only the church, but individually he'll prosper us. We will arise and build what God has called us for. Yes. Amen. Be it a vision, be it finance, be it in your job. Everything God is going to prosper us, we will arise and build the kingdom of God. Yes. It's a different season. It's a different time. And I want to activate. Okay, continue on. Okay, the key verse is 2 Corinthians 7. Y'all are familiar with it, okay? 2 Corinthians 3:18. Read with me. 1, 2, 3. But we all with unfair. Being transformed by this. Okay, the new era is called the glory of the Lord. Can you put on further? Do I have anything written? Okay. Say the glory of God. You see, the presence of God is the glory of God. Glory is the atmosphere of heaven has come down. You got to hold that glory. And second, when the glory comes, when the presence of God, one of the things as we move into 2020 is angelic presence is with us. God cannot be separated from the angels. So there are angels whenever we meet together. When we worship, there are angels. And so the activities of angels will come. Okay, read with me. A new era of glory. Okay, say with me. Repeat. Just verbalize with me, okay? A new era of glory. Stepping into an accelerated season of outpouring breakthrough. When God manifests his presence, invade into our life. We cannot remain the same. Either we harden our hearts as the Israelites did on the occasion, or we will experience the new Israeli life. There is such a war in the presence of God. These are the prophetic words that we have. Either we are going to harden ourselves by our religious thinking and our old thinking and all the cultures, or either you're going to move into the new Zoe life. I tell you, your life will never be the same. Miracles will take place. Healing will take place. The signs and wonders, you're going to flow and finish your destiny. Let me conclude with one thing. The time of one man show is over. Say with me, one man time is over. It's a time for the show of the church. It's a saints ministry. Say with me, saints ministry. So when you begin to move and bring evangelism, bring people one by one, begin to reach, people are going to say, wow, what a big mighty church. No more what the mighty man of God. It is the church. So what a wonderful saint. What is the people of God is going to turn. And we have to now move into dimension. Don't be afraid to lay hands and lead people to the Lord. Don't be afraid to bring the power of God as the Lord leads. Amen. Amen. And I want to, shall we rise to our feet? I want to speak resurrection life. I want to speak activation in our life. As we hear, I speak resurrection life. I want you to receive the miracles. If you are sick or if you have been told, I want to tell you there's permanent healing through the Holy Communion, to the anointing of oil with the elders. When you're sick, let the elders, let the leaders come and say, pray with me. There's dimension. In the name of Jesus. 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 I speak resurrection life. I speak resurrection life. I speak resurrection life. I activate miracle. I activate the glory of God. I activate divine intervention and the power of God and the glory of God in this new hour, 24/7. And we are the church of Jesus Christ. We want to move in the new era. Open heaven without limitation of the Spirit of God. I release and activate this new dimension in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.